White Plains Federal Court on terror conspiracy charges. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest, Alphys Russ Baker, who wrote a book called Family of Secrets, the story of the Bush family, couldn't make it. Well, he could have made it, but only for 20 minutes at the beginning of the program or 20 minutes at the end of the program. So I just told him we'd have to reschedule it because I want you to hear his full story. So it's going to be you and me this morning. It's going to be open lines, and it's your chance to go ahead and give us a call. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. So give us a call because we don't have anything to talk about, and we certainly would love to hear from you. Well, you know, we live in amazing, amazing times. And the media is controlled. You're not getting the truth from the media. They put on phony conservatives and phony liberals, and they argue back and forth, and you get a certain amount of acceleration watching them talk to one another or yell at one another or have the host yelling at them. But it's all showbiz, and it's done because, of course, the purpose of the media is to mold our minds, to shape our taste, to form our ideas, and that is what it's really all about. And nothing really has changed since the days of Andrew Jackson. In fact, when I went through Colonel House's papers back at Yale back in 1980, I came across a letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt had written to Colonel House in November of 1933. And occasionally you will see this letter quoted. I've quoted it, and it's been picked up by others. where Colonel, where President Roosevelt said, as you and I know, a financial groups in the major centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson. Let me repeat that. As you and I know, financial elements have owned the government. Financial elements in centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson. And I'm not excluding WW, referring to Woodrow Wilson. But then the next sentence is extremely important. He said, and the battle between Jackson and the banks is going to be carried out at this time, only on a much larger scale. The battle between Jackson and the banks is going to be carried out at this time at a much larger scale. And that, of course, is what I had never really had picked up on. Sort of you put in the back of your mind Andrew Jackson's battle with the banks, but it's going on today on a scale never before seen, and we don't have an Andrew Jackson in the White House. We have one of the agents of the bankers. It was the people, well, we call them the Trilateral Commission, but they represent the people who control Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup and all the other banks, either directly members of the Trilateral Commission or members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you doubt that, you need to get my syllabus, the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's all there in their own memberships, and you must understand what these people do, who they are. A small little clique of people who send their boys to fight in foreign wars and be killed and maimed for life and suffer, perhaps many of them, the rest of their life from their wounds, simply at their own whim, having nothing to do with anything to serve the purpose of America or to protect America. It's all about pursuing the dream that they pursue, which is the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion. Because this is all motivated by the occult forces from the other dimension. Well, certainly, we really, to understand what's going on today, we have to go back and read Andrew Jackson. Now, most colleges, while you take a course on history, they will disparage Andrew Jackson. Oh, he was just an ignorant soldier, not a man of integrity, one of the worst presidents we ever had. But the truth of the matter is, he's one of the best presidents we've ever had. In fact, as I read through what he says, I sometimes think perhaps he is the best president we ever had. Because as he said, one man with courage is the majority. Well, we've got somebody on the line. Who's calling in for us? Hi, who's calling in?
This is Howard.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, sir. I was just listening to one of the, I think it was CNBC this morning, and they were saying that Britain was now at a point where their status of their debt was going to be lowered.
You mean they have so much debt that there's a real question as to will ever really pay it back, and the rating agencies are going to lower the rating of their debt?
Yes, sir.
So it'll make it more expensive for them to borrow money, and people are going to be wary because the question is, will they ever repay their debt?
Yes, and from what I understand, our country is on the same track. And can you explain to us actually what that could mean to the British pound and to the American dollar in the near future, and what in fact we might be able to do to protect ourselves to some degree?
Well, first of all, by lowering the status of the British pound and basically by lowering the status of Britain's debt, while you're saying we don't think the pound is going to survive, they're going to pay their debts off, so before we would lend money to Great Britain, we would want a much higher interest rate. In other words, it would cost a lot more for England to borrow money because England has a massive debt. Well, the same thing has not yet happened here, simply because all these rating agencies are pretty well rigged, but they're never going to pay off our debt. There's no way we can pay off our debt. They're lying to us about the debt. The debt at the present time is about $11.5 trillion and going up every second as we speak at a phenomenal rate. And anybody can go on the Internet, and certain of the websites will show you that meter. It goes up second by second by second. But Basically, our debt is around $65 trillion, not the 11.5. If you use the generalist accepted accounting principle, that's the GAAP. We'll be back in a moment to talk to you about it. Hang on, will you?
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yar.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Our caller this morning basically was commenting that he had heard on the radio earlier today, or perhaps on television, that they're considering lowering the status of Great Britain's debt. In other words, we have ratings on debt, and they're done by Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and other certain rating agencies, and that tells you, you know, whether if you lend money to somebody, if they're going to pay it back again. If there's a question they're going to pay it back, why, of course, you want to get a very high interest rate. Maybe you want to get a 50 or 60 or 80% interest rate before you're going to lend them any money, because you may never see your money again. I mean, certainly when people held bonds on General Motors, when they bought them, ratings on General Motors was good. But, you know, the rating on General Motors bonds are pretty poor at this time. In fact, people are getting something, you know, you were to buy General Motors bonds, you could get 60 to 80% interest to buy those bonds. Why? Because General Motors is going to go into bankruptcy and you're probably going to lose your money. Well, the same thing it holds true with the ratings on government debt, and England is never going to repay their debt. Just like the United States, they've been simply running a debt up. But you have to understand that America's financial system and Great Britain's financial system are intertwined, going all the way back to the First Bank of the United States and the Second Bank of the United States and our current Federal Reserve System. There is a brotherhood of darkness. There is a small group of very wealthy men who control the banking system in both countries. And, of course, they own the central banks. The central banks are privately owned, and of course, they are moving us towards disaster. And that's exactly what they intend, because these people, I believe, are energized by dark and sinister evil forces from the other dimension. Some of these people are, frankly, demonically possessed. Other people have willingly given themselves to the Prince of Darkness. But basically, here in the United States, every corporation is required to calculate their debt according to the General Accepted Accounting Practices, or GAAP, G-A-A-P, so that if you are a major corporation and you have a pension fund required by your agreement with the union, you have a pension fund for your employees, you have to include that in your calculation of your sheet, your accounting sheet. But here with the United States government, we don't do that. They tell the American people that that of course we only have a debt of $11.5 trillion. If you go to the GAO website, that's a GAO website, you'll find out that the debt is somewhere between, well, the latest thing I've heard is about $65 trillion. That figure would come from John Williams' shadow statistics. But that's the real figure, and there's just no way that that could ever be paid off, because that's equivalent to all the value of everything in the world. That's more than all the value of everything in the world. So what they're really planning on is destroying our debt simply by inflation, paying the dollars what is owed back in worthless currency, and then, of course, stiffing those people who've been foolish enough to lend money to us. And China and Japan and Saudi Arabia and Germany, which are the largest purchasers of our debt, are increasingly concerned about that. And right now, of course, the interest rate on, you know, on T-bills, things like that, T-bills of long-term bonds, you're talking about maybe a 3% interest on a 20- or 30-year note. That is, nobody's going to continue lending to this, because intelligent people know they're going to lose their money. Now, what can we do, you and I? We're just little players in this thing. China and Japan together own about $660 billion of our debt. I think we have about $2.5 trillion in debt that's held by foreigners, something like that. But China and Japan are the largest holders of our debt. And I think Saudi Arabia, Germany down the line. And then, of course, a lot of our debt, is a lot larger than $2.5 trillion. A lot of it's held by major American corporations, our insurance policies, our pension funds, people who want to be in safe investments so that they will be able to pay out money. Insurance policies have to pay out money when there's a claim against them. Pension funds have to pay out money when people die, when people retire. So they're invested in the debt as well. And what they've done is they've confused the whole issue, because there's not really $11.5 trillion in debt. There's probably about, maybe $8 trillion in debt, growing very rapidly. But there's $3 or $4 trillion of this is actually the Medicare and Social Security Trust Fund. And this gets very, very complicated, and believe me, I have a hard time keeping track of all the figures. But originally, when George Bush came into office, there was about $2.5 trillion that was held by foreigners, but there was about $2 trillion of the so-called national debt was actually the Social Security and Medicare Trust Fund. Now, you hear about the Trust Fund. Well, the Trust Fund is supposedly there, you know, that's so that when Social Security is not taking enough money out in to cover everything they're putting out, because you have to have money coming in to put it out, and if you're not having enough money coming in, then you have to go to the Trust Fund, and so that you can pay the Social Security benefits. The trouble is that the Trust Fund is a bond. It's part of the national debt. There is no money there. And what happened last year was, they have not told the American people, is that Medicare began putting out more money out than was coming in. So basically, of course, Medicare, for all intents and purposes, is bankrupt. Why? Why? Because, of course, the trust fund is an IOU from the government that doesn't have any money. I mean, would you want to have your medical insurance covered by an insurance company that didn't have any money and was in reserves, was just depending upon money coming in, and there wasn't enough money coming in? That's why they've got to bring in socialized medicine, because Medicare is bankrupt. But they can't tell the American people the truth. But you ask what we can do? We've got to get out of dollars, because they're going to destroy the value of the dollar. They're going to destroy the value of our currency and stiff all the people who've been stupid enough to lend money. And, of course, that's including insurance, the insurance companies, the pension funds, the foreigners, the individuals, the little guy here who's been putting their money into bonds. And as Ludwig von Mises, the father of Austrian economics, said, why, bonds, the purchase of bonds is a certificate of confiscation. They're going to destroy the value of the bonds eventually, and, of course, steal the money from the people. And the only thing we can really do is get into gold and silver or a commodity or something of fixed value and certainly get out of conventional investments, because we are in a watershed event when this is all over. The value of the dollar is going to be destroyed, and we will be lucky even to survive as individuals. There is an organized effort to destroy the value of our currency and to kill off a large part of our population. The new Medicare program, or socialized Medicare program they're talking about, will be designed to withhold treatment from elderly people and let them die. It's a mess system of rationed health care. And when they tell you that they're going to lower the cost of medicine, understand what they're really saying is, those suckers out there believe we're really going to lower the cost of medicine. We're going to raise the cost of medicine, and we're going to ration access to health care. Do you remember a few years ago when they told us how they were going to lower the cost of electricity by deregulation? We're going to lower the cost of electricity by deregulation. They knew they were going to double the cost of electricity, but you couldn't tell the people the truth. So get out of the dollar, get out of bonds, get out of any fixed assets. If you've got an insurance policy, get your money out of it. Even if you take a loss, same thing with your 401k IRA. Get into gold and silver. Get into commodities and, just hang on to your hat. We're in for terrible, terrible times. Does that answer your question? Oh, I guess we lost. I think it was Howard who was calling in. Well, anyway, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255, but the lowering of the debt, the status of the debt in Great Britain, foreshadows the lowering of the status of the debt here in the United States. And if you want to, if you were in the market, you were a big-time investor, and you wanted to borrow, to lend money to the United States and buy bonds, but if you wanted to guarantee that, if you wanted to guarantee you'd be repaid, you'd get a derivative or CDS or something of that sort, an insurance policy on that, and you will find the price of those insurance policies on U.S. debt is going up, because the people who are evaluating the status of our debt know they're never going to pay it back. Anyway, who's on the line?
Hello, my name is Ray from Denver.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. I was calling to get your opinion on the Lindsey Graham said on your show, I believe, last week about the dollar and the inflation rate. Within 6 months, I believe he said that high inflation should set in. I was calling to get your opinion on that, and how do you think that might occur?
Well, I think we're going to have inflation. We're going to have hyperinflation. I think down the line we will, but I really don't know when it's going to occur. We do see the price of food and of gasoline now beginning to creep up again. And, of course, everything is manipulated. And, of course, when the price of gasoline and oil and diesel go up, why, then, of course, it's more expensive to run the tractors in the fields. And then, of course, the petrochemical substances are used to make a lot of the fertilizers. And so the price of farm products is going to go up. So I think we're going to see, considerable inflation this year. Now, the government lies about statistics. You know, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and a lot of them work for the government. And they put out the figures that they want us to have. They've been lying about the inflation rate for many years, and they had to because Social Security is actually pegged to inflation. And if they told the truth, they would have bankrupted the Social Security system long ago. So they've been lying about the inflation rate. But if you want to get the real figures, there's a man named John Williams, and he practices, he has something called shadow statistics. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes, sir.
Well, go to your search engine and put in John Williams shadow statistics. And I believe it's www.shadowstats.com. Either com or org. I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's probably com. And he thinks the inflation rate, the real inflation rate, is about 10 or 12%. That's the real inflation, not the official government inflation. But they lie about everything. They lie about unemployment. They lie about certainly about inflation. And they're deceiving the American people as to the degree of our debt and what's really going on. But the American people is just blindly follow what they're told. I think that we're in an inflationary spiral. I think it's going to get worse, but I can't tell you how soon.
Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to hear your opinion. I like to listen to your show, and I often like to hear what Lindsey Williams says. So just always wanted to hear what you thought about that particular subject. So.
Well, you see, they can juggle the inflation rate because the price of homes is coming down. When the price of homes was going up, they ignored the homes. Now the price of homes is going down. They put it back into the mix so that they can say inflation is low. And certainly the price of homes is falling. The price of cars has not gone up. So many of our major retail chains are going under, that they're having sales, so that at least at the end of the sale you can usually get things at a pretty low price. So the price of a lot of goods has not gone up. Since other countries are having real problems and they're desperate to sell on our markets, they're holding the prices down. But the things that we really need, the gasoline, the price of our food, is going up, and all of these things are going to turn around one of these days. But in the meantime, we're going to have terrible economic times. And I feel sorry for people who are out there in the labor market, because there's jobs are simply continuing to disappear. And they're going to continue disappearing as more of our manufacturing and our retail outlets and our automotive production and our aircraft production are all going to start disappearing. And then a lot of the government jobs are going to go, too, because governments are getting lower amounts of money through taxation here in California. We're in real trouble. They're talking about laying off, you know, at least 50,000 teachers and government employees. Horrors, my goodness. Why? How will we get by if the government doesn't have all those employees? We get by a lot better. There's no problem facing America today that the government bureaucrats won't make worse. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
God bless. My number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And you know, you can't really understand what's going on today unless you understand history. And I started talking this morning about President Andrew Jackson, a man who said one man with courage makes a majority. And Andrew Jackson had courage. He was, of course, the hero of the Battle of New Orleans, where he actually, it was during the War of 1812 when the British were advancing up the Mississippi to take the city of New Orleans, and, of course, a poorly defended city. If New Orleans had fallen, the southern part of the United States was fallen, and we might still be, of course, citizens of the British Empire. And so, with literally almost no army at all, no regulars, he recruited the gentry, the wealthy people of New Orleans, and formed them into a militia. And then, of course, he recruited a man named Lafitte, a pirate, and he promised him, you know, immunity for his past crimes, and if he would join in the defense of the Battle of New Orleans. Well, of course, here the British have one of the finest armies in the world, well-disciplined mercenaries, and they are going, of course, to teach this upstart nation that no one stands against the British Empire. They'd been humiliated in the Revolutionary War. And here was an opportunity that already burned our nation's capital. And, of course, if New Orleans fell, why, America would fall. And so Andrew Jackson, I mean, it's one of the great, great battles of all time, and you can read about it in the history books. But against all odds, Andrew Jackson stood, and his forces stood against the advancing British regulars, and they defeated them. And they defeated them in battle, and it was a wonderful time for America. And so Andrew Jackson went on to become the President of the United States. And, of course, during his era, why the Second Bank of the United States under Nicholas Biddle was the had been authorized by Congress, and of course it was partly owned by the British financiers, and there was this little group even at that time, the Brotherhood of Darkness, intent upon taking control of our country so that America could lead the world into the one world government. That's been the plan of the ancient secret societies for 3,000 years. If you doubt that, we have a book written by a Satanist. His name was Manly P. Hall. He was the mentor for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. President Roosevelt was deeply involved in the occult, as was his wife, but you're never going to read that in the textbooks, although that story is well told in a DVD we offer called The Eye of the Phoenix. The Eye of the Phoenix. But Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of the United States, we carry it only in a you'll have to remember the title and ask for it. It's not listed in our catalog or on our website. But it's a book for research. It's written by one of the most evil people of all time. And those of you who get my new DVD on the Financial Armageddon, which hopefully we'll have out here in a week or so, we'll see a picture of him. If you ever saw evil, he is evil incarnate, Manly P. Hall. But Manly P. Hall, in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, will tell you that for 3,000 years, the members of the secret societies, of which he was a member, had been working to bring about this one world government, and they had decided that in the United States, they would establish this government that would eventually establish enlightened democracies throughout the world, which is really just a fancy name for dictatorships throughout the world under the one world ruler that Plato had described in his book, the Republic. And, of course, the Republic is basically the pattern for everything going on today. Well, be that as it may, Andrew Jackson, of course, is President of the United States, this combination, the Brotherhood of Darkness, which existed at that time, made up, of course, of the English financiers and the American financiers, because it's always the wealthy people who are part of this group that are moving towards world government. Anyway, of course, it established the second Bank of the United States, and at that time, of course, they created tremendous prosperity, but of course, they were using the money to buy up the newspapers, to buy up the corporations, to buy up the land, and of course, then it would expand the money supply, and everybody would be borrowing, and things are wonderful. The good times are rolling, and then they'd contract the money supply and impoverish the people and take over the factories and take over the farms and take over the homes. And that's how the game is played, and that's what's going on today. The whole thing today is contrived so that the wealthy can get wealthier, and that we're turning Chrysler over to Fiat Company. Why are we giving Chrysler to Fiat? How much money are they putting in to buy up Chrysler? Nothing. We're turning it over to them because the vice chairman of Fiat just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, like the people who surround President Obama and are giving him orders every day. But like James Jones, remember that General James Jones, he is the head of the National Security Council, member of the Trilateral Commission. Thomas Dimelon, I believe is his name, Dimelon, I guess it is. He's the vice chairman of the National Security Council. Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, Lawrence Summers, the chief financial advisor to the president, Paul Volcker, the private financial advisor to the president. They all come to the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 members, American members. Of course, there are members in Italy, including the people who own Fiat. That's why we're giving Chrysler to Fiat, but nobody's going to tell you that. You need the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. We publish it. The membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, available only from Radio Liberty, and we hope you'll want to get that, and because you can't tell the players without a program. Well, anyway, Andrew Jackson stood against the Second Bank of the United States, and they've done everything they could to suppress what he said about the Second Bank. One of the interesting studies in thought control in America, and you can play the little game on your computer today. I don't know how long this will be up there, but if you go to the Google page, and I don't really need to use Google, but for this purpose I did, I went to Google because they're part and parcel of this whole conspiracy. The leaders of Google were over the latest Bilderberger meeting, I understand, and we'll check on Friday, tomorrow, when we have Jim Tucker on our afternoon program. He attended the meeting, too. As a non-invited guest, of course. But anyway, he was over there. But, of course, the Google on the Google page, type in Andrew Jackson farewell address, 1837, or second farewell address, I think is the way to get it. Andrew Jackson's second farewell address. At the top of the page, why you'll see a reference to the farewell address. But it's an abridged edition put out by the National Center, whatever that is. Well, why would they abridge it? Why don't they just give us the full story? Well, you have to read the abridged edition to find out why. They've deleted everything Andrew Jackson said about the Second Bank of the United States, about Nicholas Biddle's bank, about the influence of the banking and how they were impoverishing the people and how they were designed to take over the government. They deleted all of that. Now, you can go down the page, and there's another place where you can actually get the full text of the address. Why would somebody delete that information? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're not supposed to know it. They don't teach it in schools. You don't get textbooks that give you this information. And the books that tell you what Andrew Jackson said are few and hard to get, and most of them have been destroyed and burned and taken off the shelves of used bookstores.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to celebrate Shavuot 2009, Sunday, May the 31st at North Shore Park of Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado at the Amphitheater from 10 until 5 p.m. Bring your own picnic, lunch, and drink. No glass containers are allowed in the facility. Bring a blanket, umbrella, and protection from the sun. Special guest speaker will be Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank. Praise and worship music by the Beth Messiah Band, the Intercourt Dancers, Voice of Many Waters, and a special concert by Michael Golden. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Hog Sameach. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and a telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, but Andrew Jackson is pivotal, and I was just pointing out, if you go to the Google, and you were to Google in, which ordinarily we don't recommend Google, we suggest go to another, well, because Google is part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but if you go to their page and Google in Andrew Jackson's second farewell address, why, at the very top of the page, why, you'll find a copy of the farewell address. But it's an abridged copy. And they left out everything he said about the bank and the conflict of the bank and the effort to take over control of our government. If you go down the page, you can find the complete text, or if you want to order a copy of our Financial Armageddon syllabus, which got a lot of great information you won't get elsewhere, why, and you specifically request a copy of the farewell address, we'll send it to you along with that, and we're going to be modifying it, and we're using it with our talk we're giving at the conspiracy conference. But the farewell address is so vitally important, and first we'll give you the full text, not the abridged address, where Andrew Jackson talks about the bank, and this is what he said. We're not left to conjecture how the moneyed power, less organized, and with such a weapon in its hands, were likely to use it. The distress and alarm which pervaded and agitated the whole country when the Bank of the United States waged war upon the people in order to compel them to submit to its demands can never yet be forgotten. The ruthless and unsparing temper with which whole cities and communities were oppressed, individuals impoverished and ruined, and a scene of cheerful prosperity suddenly changed into one of gloom and despondency, ought to be indelibly impressed on the memory of the people of the United States. If such was its power in a time of peace, what would it have done in a season of war with an enemy at our doors? No nation but the freemen of the United States could come out victorious from such a contest yet. If you had not conquered, the government would have passed from the hands of the many to the hands of the few. And this organized money power from its secret conclave would have directed the choice of your highest officers and compelled you to make peace or war as best suited their own wishes. The forms of your government might for a time have remained, but its living spirit would have departed from it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what has taken place. The form of government is there, but the living spirit has departed from our government because it is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, we have an invisible government. You have your congressmen out there, and they give their speeches, and you see them on television. They are irrelevant. In fact, Robert Reich, and you can get this on the Internet, It will be quoted in my upcoming May newsletter, but Robert Reich, who was Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton, wrote an article that appeared in the USA Today, January 7, 1999. You type in your search engine, Robert Reich, USA Today, January 7, 1999, Congress is Irrelevant. That's the title of the talk, or at least part of the title of the article that the essay he wrote, Congress is Irrelevant. And in 1999, Robert Reich, who is now a professor, I believe, in Berkeley, but at that time he was Secretary of the Treasury, and he had been Secretary of the Treasury, Congress is Irrelevant. That was a decade ago. Congress is Irrelevant today. I mean, they don't make our laws. I mean, they go through the form of making them, but for instance, they appropriated $700 billion for Henry Paulson to play with and to give to his buddies, but they've come up with several trillion dollars that has never been authorized by Congress. They've just created the money. They're spending it. The greatest transfer of wealth of all history is taking place as the people like Henry Paulson of Goldman Sachs appoints Mr. Liddy, head of AIG. He works there for $1 a year and transferring money to his friends in Goldman Sachs. He owns stock in Goldman Sachs. The chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of the City of New York, the Federal Reserve Branch in New York City, was using his position, knowing what was going to happen, buying shares of Goldman Sachs. They're all tied into Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, the banks that rule America. And these banks control our government. But the force behind them is this powerful spiritual force, and they interlock with other key people, the Henry Kissingers of this world, and the men who control our government. And those of you who have never seen, you can get this on the CFR own page, where they describe General James Jones, who heads the National Security Council today, speaking at the security conference in Munich in February of this year, and we have this, where he says, thank you for your tribute yesterday to Henry Kissinger. You know, I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. We have a chain of command at the National Security Council. I get my orders every day from General Ben Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought Henry Kissinger was a Republican. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the same people control both political parties. Henry Kissinger controlled the Bush administration along with Dick Cheney, both members of the Trilateral Commission. Henry Kissinger certainly had a strong influence in the Clinton administration, controlled the first Bush administration, controlled the Reagan administration, controlled the Carter administration, controlled the Nixon administration, prolonged the Vietnam War so as many people as possible would die. Everybody wanted to end the war in 68, so did the Vietnamese, both North and South, but Henry Kissinger intervened, told the South they'd get better deal, just stay in the war, and for 5 bloody years we sent our boys into a meat grinder there for Henry Kissinger, because he's an evil and wicked man, and of course involved with the occult, attended meetings with Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, at La Baca Grande there in Colorado, and this is covered in the West magazine. Of course, I believe Henry Kissinger, of course, is part of this evil group of wicked men who control our government. And their dedication is not to America. They hate America. They want a world government. And they're using our military and financial power to bring about the new world order, the new world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity and the imposition of a new world religion. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Sounds like we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program, and appreciate your forbearing with me, but I think you'll want to read Andrew Jackson.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our open lines. Of course, I wish more of you would call because I don't like to just pontificate. It's great to have you and your questions, but we're in real trouble financially. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to merge us into the world government. Everything is in place. The recent G20 meeting was designed to establish all these new regulations so that our government would not be controlled out of Washington, D.C., but out of the international agencies that are being created by, and we would be controlled by faceless bureaucrats, all of them, of course, under the control of the Brotherhood of Darkness. So certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a rather large syllabus where we give you the membership of all the names of the people in all of these major organizations and information, especially on the Trilateral Commission, which seems to be at the top of the apex now, although above that are these powerful spiritual forces that we talk of. But the Brotherhood of Darkness you'd certainly want to get, and if you'd like a copy of the publication put out by the Luciferians called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, where they tell you that there is a spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. This is not what I say. They say you can request that if you get any of the other items that we talk about. Now, the membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness is important to have. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is important. The DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, we recommend, because you need the whole set if you don't have them, starting with the Secret Mysteries and then going into the Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and you'll see pictures of the signs of the Zodiac there. What are the signs of the Zodiac doing in our nation's capital? Why, it shows the occult foundation that was here at the time that the Christians founded a Christian nation. But the occultists were here. They've always been here, working within the shadows in the ultimate attempt to bring us to where we are today, where the power of America is being used to bankrupt every nation in the world and then to bring every nation to force them into this one world government. It's an ingenious system. It really is. I marvel at the ingenuity of these wicked people who worship a different god. Well, anyway, certainly you want to get the various items we have. You want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, the forbidden secret and the syllabus, and it will explain many of George Bush's speeches. You didn't understand what he was saying. Sounded great. He was reading off a teleprompter. He may not have even understood, but the people who wrote his speeches understood what he was talking about when he talked about how we have lit a fire in the minds of men. It will warm those who embrace it, but it will burn those who oppose its progress. What was he talking about? What's this fire in the minds of men? Well, you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. And then, of course, you need to get those DVDs, the Secret Mysteries, the Riddles in Stone, and the Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them all together at a special reduced price. I mean, you're talking about many hours of instruction worthwhile watching several times, very professionally done. And, of course, I have a small part in each of them. But my stress is the fact that there are the two forces, the Christian and the occult, working here in America. Unfortunately, the occult forces are in total control today. When was the last time you heard anybody on Christian television speaking out against torture and the policies of our government and the assassination policies of our government? When was the last time you heard a Christian leader speak out? Why, don't hold your breath. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. We can use your help and support. Pray for America. So pray for me.